FSRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Americans hoping for lower borrowing costs for homes, credit cards, and cars may be disappointed after this week's Federal Reserve meeting.
The Fed's policymakers are likely to signal fewer interest rate cuts next year than were previously expected. The officials are set to reduce their benchmark rate, which affects many consumer and business loans, by a quarter point to about 4.3% when their meeting ends Wednesday. The problem is that while inflation has dropped far below its peak of 9.1% in mid-2022, it remains stubbornly above the Fed's 2% target.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Luigi Mangione is indicted for the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Mangione is still in custody in Pennsylvania after being arrested at a McDonald's on December 9th. He faces 20 years to life in prison if convicted of first-degree murder. Also at SRNNews.com, members of the House Intelligence Committee receive a classified briefing about the recent drone activity over New Jersey and New York. Lawmakers exited the meeting saying they were reassured nothing nefarious was going on. The government of the Democratic Republic of Congo has filed criminal complaints against a subsidiary of the tech firm Apple, accusing them of trading in conflict minerals.
Eastern Congo is a major source of minerals, and the global thirst for them has fueled wars there for decades. There have been attempts to set up monitoring systems to ensure conflict minerals don't get into supply chains, but rights groups say this has not worked. They say large quantities of minerals from legitimate mines, as well as from facilities run by armed groups, are transported into neighboring Rwanda and end up in our phones and computers. Kigali has in the past described the Congolese government's legal action against Apple as a media stunt, and it's denied selling any conflict minerals to the tech company.
This is SRN News. It appears that college professors are scared.
A new poll released by the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression finds that a lot of people who teach at our universities are hesitant to discuss certain topics for fear that their students will get them fired. 49% say they're afraid to talk about transgenderism, and more than a third won't mention abortion or religion lest they lose their job. The study also indicates 70% of college professors never talk about Israel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas has sued a New York doctor for prescribing abortion pills to a Texas woman via telemedicine. It appears to be the first challenge in the U.S. to a state shield law that's intended to protect prescribers of Democrat-controlled states from being punished by states with strong pro-life laws. Prescriptions like these made online and over the phone are a key reason the number of abortions has increased across the country. This is SRN News. A long-term stay in space is getting longer.
Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams left for the International Space Station June 5th. There were problems with the Boeing Starliner capsule that got them there. The capsule returned to Earth in September without them.
90% of our training is preparing for the unexpected.
Wilmore says that's just the way it goes. NASA says the plan now is for them to return in late March or even April. Sonny Williams said back in September she loves it in space.
It's just fun. You know, every day you do something that's work, quote unquote.
SpaceX says it needs more time to prepare a brand new capsule for liftoff for the crew that will replace them. I'm Ed Donahue.
A federal judge is denying President Trump's request to advance a lawsuit against Bob Woodward. Trump sued in 2023, saying Woodward wasn't authorized to sell the audio recordings. More details at SRNNews.com.